Hello familia, ¿cómo están ustedes? Alrighty, let's get to it. Week 10, good old week 10. I finally broke the double digit barrier. How crazy is that? I've been here for 10 weeks. Feels like it's been like 3 days maybe. I still remember the day you guys dropped me off. What a fun time. Going all to Rhodesia, or no, Rhodesios. No, what is the place called? Well, what the heck is it called? The fish taco place. Rubio's, that's what it is. Yeah, we went to Rubio's. That was great. Nice fish tacos. And we went to the temple. We all hugged each other, and everybody's all crying, and it was great. Nice emotions. But now, look at that. We're 4 months into this thing. Well, almost 4 months into this thing. And nobody's died yet. Knock on wood. Yeah, I did knock on wood in real life, so don't need to worry. But yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Man, this week was freaking sweet. We did like a ton of sweet, crazy stuff. Yeah, sweet, crazy stuff. That's what life's about. So, let's get to it. Okay, so, Monday. Monday was the 31st. No, 30th. Yes, 30th. P-Day. Let's see, we had our... I think we had our district activity. Was this when we went to the flip? I don't know. I am so glad I have a journal that I don't write too much in. No. No, I write in it. Hey, did we have a district activity on Monday?
This Monday, no.
That's right. What did we do? We went to Walmart or something?
We just went to Walmart.
Yeah, we just went.
We went to Walmart and
Walmart Ibukachi. Yeah, that's right. Walmart Ibukachi. Yeah, so we went to Walmart, bought our stuff for the week. Woohoo, Walmart in Argentina. How cool is that? And then Ibukachi, Familia Ibukachi, they're a family that's in our little ward here in Tolosa. We had a good lunch with them. They made like this stew stuff that was like super tasty. So I got all sorts of, it had this stuff called chori. Is it called chori?
Is it called chori?
The sausage stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, chori. Yeah, that's what it is. And so then, that was really good. Tasty. Meaty. Powerful. Just great Argentine foods. Alright. Now we're to Tuesday. Tuesday was my comp's birthday, which was fun. At Walmart, he bought some donuts, which were good, legit donuts, and he gave me one, and it was great. Then we went to our district activity. It was pretty fun. We just talked about like what it means to be a successful missionary. Awesome, cool, poderoso stuff like that. Then, we went... we were supposed to have an intercambio with the... mission or the missionaries from Villa Lisa, but they didn't remember that they had it, so we ended up just not doing it because obviously they had like a consejo de barrio, a ward council, ward council meeting, and so they had to go to that, so we ended up not doing the intercambio. So that was fun because then I was able to go to dinner that we had with Familia Quinteros, which was sweet. They're like a younger family, I mean, the wife, like, made us a bunch of, like, really awesome pizza that was, like, seriously super great. It was funny. So, me and Elder Tolman, so, Hermano Quinteros, he told us to go buy some Coke or Sprite or something. And he was like, buy 1 3-liter of you know, Coke. We're like, okay. But Elder Tolman thought he said, like, buy 3 1 or 3 2-liters or something. So we bought 3 of these 2-liter things. And, like, it was funny because we spent, like, way more than he wanted to spend. And we didn't even get the right thing. Ooh, misinterpretation. A bad idea. But, yeah, so that was fun. Yeah, then... Oh, yeah, we talked Gustavo a little bit. That was good. Gustavo's a stud. Except for the fact that he thinks all of Argentina's problems are because of the Norte Americanos and all that stuff. He's a funny guy. He's like, your country sucks. Like, you have a bunch of problems in your country. Well, then we're like, yeah, our government's screwed up. He's like, yeah, but after talking with you guys, like, the people seem like they'd be pretty cool and stuff. And we're like, yeah, no, they're great people. And he's like, yeah, your government's just stupid, but the people there are cool. And we're like, yeah, good. He's a funny guy. But it's fun to, like, teach him, because every time we teach him, it's so sweet, because, like, it's sometimes hard for him to complete... our compromisos. What is that called? Compromises? What the heck are they called? Compromiso. I don't know. They're the things that we tell people to do. Compromiso. I don't know why I can't remember that word, but the things that we tell our investigators to do. He, like, doesn't do it. Like, we'll tell him to read and pray and stuff. And so, like, it's kind of hard because we're, like, on this debate of if we should, like, just keep working with him and stuff or not. But, I mean, when we started, he didn't even, like, really believe that there could be a God because of all the bad things that happened in the world. And now he's like, yeah, there definitely could be a God. It's just the problem is I just haven't, like, done the things to... know God. And we're like, yeah, okay, well, then do the things, and then you'll know God. But yeah, it was fun. Well, then, see, then Wednesday we did something. I don't remember. I wasn't able to write in my journal on Wednesday night because I had to go up to the pension for the of the pensioneros because Thursday I had a little adventure. We had to leave really early in the morning, so we stayed up with the pensioneros because Thursday I had to go to the embajada to do some cool passport stuff. No, so the embajada is the embassy, the U.S. embassy, and it's all up in Capital, which Capital is like, it's like not, it's like a different world. It's like so nice and pretty and awesome. So I was able to go up to Capital with Elder Jones. He's like the visa head. He's the guy that's like in charge of all of the visa stuff, like getting that all figured out. So I went up to the embassy because they're trying to get me a new passport because of the space that's in my name. So what happened was we went up there to change it, and then I went in, we went up, whatever, it was great. Then I go in, we're waiting in line to get into the embassy, And then there's, like, these two people in front of us, and apparently they're not letting people bring their bags in to the embassy. And me and Elder Jones both had our bags. So Elder Jones had to hurry and run back to the car with my bags and his bags. And they weren't going to let him into the embassy. And so he's like, here, take these papers. You need to get a new passport. Like, good luck, pretty much is what he said. And just, like, left. And so I just, like, walked into the embassy all by myself. Because, like, they wouldn't let him in. And I was like, what the crap? I am by myself in the U.S. Embassy in Argentina. And I'm a missionary. Like, it was weird. And then, like, I go into there. Nobody's speaking English. I'm like, you'd think in the U.S. Embassy people would be speaking English. But no. That is a lie. So I'm sitting in this embassy, and, like, apparently I had an appointment at 8, and so I'm waiting there. It's, like, 8:20. I, like, went up to the wall, got a ticket, pushed my number, or pushed a little, like, ringy thing, so I'm waiting. I'm like, seriously, it wasn't until, like, 8:30 until finally somebody came and called me, and I'm like, okay, sweet. So I go up and I talk to her, I'm like, hey, I need to switch my passport. Because there's a space in my name, and there's not a space in my name on my FBI clearance and, like, on my birth certificate and stuff. And she's like, okay, do you have your original birth certificate? I'm like, no, that is definitely not here. That would be in my house in Utah, safe and sound. And so then she's like, oh, well, you have to have your original birth certificate to change anything on your passport. I'm like, oh, flip. So I go in and I just keep talking to her, and finally we're talking, and, like, given this is all in Spanish, so it's like, it's so weird. I'm, like, talking to a lady about a U.S. passport in a U.S. embassy, and we're talking in Spanish. It's kind of cool. So I get all the paperwork I need to fill out. I come back out. Elder Jones is still there. I'm like, okay, sweet. I'm not going to be just walking around by myself in the middle of Capitol. And so then we go back. We find out that this is all kind of like a waste. And then, well, it wasn't really a waste, because now I know I have to get my passport. Or my birth certificate. Which you guys probably already know about, because I'm pretty sure they called you guys and talked about it. But nonetheless, fun times. So then, after that wonderful adventure, I met back up with my companion, and then we headed back to our area, and did some fun stuff like that. Like, it just typical missionary stuff, looking for people to teach. Woohoo! No, sí, solo tengo uno in the freezer.
Oh, you still have more? Okay.
Yeah, I just have one more.
That's funny.
Yeah, the big box of Alpha Whores I bought for my birthday are gone now. I only have one more left. But wait, what was I saying? Right, we just did normal missionary stuff, looking for people to teach. But of course nobody was there because it was rainy or something. But oh well. So then, that was Thursday. So then Friday, we had weekly planning in the morning. That was good, planning for the week. And then Friday afternoon, I started my intercomview with the elders in Visha Lisa, because they were able to do it on Friday instead of Tuesday, like we were going to. So I went out to Visha Lisa with Elder Drake. He's one of the new elders that came in with me. And so that was kind of fun. We were able to walk around in Visha Lisa looking for people together, like two little greenies that didn't know the language and super well and stuff. But we were able to talk and get around, whatever. Then it was so funny. So we had like some funny experiences with some people. We like went into this guy's house, and this guy was like kind of weird. Like, we're like, hey, we like, did you read the folleto that we gave you, like the pamphlet we gave you? And he's like, yeah, I read it. And we're like, oh, how was it? Is it good? And then he'd like go off about something that was like totally irrelevant. And he'd be like, oh, it's cold outside and like all this stuff. And he'd like start shivering. And we're like, yeah, okay, well, do you want to go inside? Like, we can talk a little bit about this folleto, talk a little bit more about our message and whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. And then he kind of goes off for a little bit and like doesn't start going back into his house. And we're like, okay, well, we'll just stand here and wait for a second. And then finally, he comes back, and then he just, like, takes us back into his house. We go into his house, and it's just, like, just a house, I don't know. And then he goes into his room and, like, pulls out two little chairs, and he just, like, sits on his bed. And then, like, he has a TV in his house, like, in his room, the same room that we were in. And he's, like, watching some weird, like, scary movie. Didn't recognize it, but I wasn't really watching it, so I wouldn't really know. But he's like watching this show, and like I'm just sitting here like, this is a weird situation. And so then he like comes and he's like, man, it's cold. So then he goes and grabs like some big huge log, like branch thing, and then carries it outside. Like, I don't know what he was doing with it, but he just like carried it outside. And then just, like, left it out there and then came back into us. And then Mildred and Drake were, like, looked at each other and were like, this guy is weird. We should probably leave. And so we're like, well, we don't have much time today, but we can come by another day and share a little bit more. He's like, oh, okay, sure.
This is going to taste
sweet. So then we just, like, got out of there. We're like, yeah, this is weird. I don't know where you're going with this. But, yeah, it was fun. So then we left, and then we were walking, and we were doing some ollie base, and looking for some people to talk to, and then there's this one guy. He was, it's like, they have, like, people here that are kind of, like, homeless, but, like, they're not homeless, and what they do is they carry, like, these little carts. There's, like, two kinds. Like, people will have horses, and they'll have horses carrying these carts with, like, bunch of trash in them, like cardboard boxes and like useless things that people just throw out on their front porch that they'll take for free. And then they have like little guys that carry little carts full of this trash too. And it's not like the trash guys, because like they have trash guys, they just like take the stuff and then take it back to their house and then like use the things that they find from other people. I guess it like takes the one man's trash is another man's treasure phrase to a whole nother level, but so that was cool. So then so we were talking to this guy who like, he's just this guy that had like a little cart full of trash, and so we're talking to him. Cool guy. Shows some interest in religion and God and stuff, and we're talking about what he believes, and he's like, oh, I believe that like God's personal and like he knows us and stuff. And we're like, oh yeah, that's awesome, that's exactly what we believe. And then he like starts going off about how like I believe that it's just between me and God and like not Jesus. He's like, Jesus is like one way that we connect ourselves to God, but it's really between like God and us, like not on us, like nothing else. And then we're like, okay, well, yeah, kind of, like, no. But then we were talking to him a little bit more, and we're finally like, oh, well, can we give you this folleto about like the restoration? It's like really important, and maybe can answer some of your questions and stuff. And he's like, yeah, sure, that me. So okay, so we gave him the folleto, and then he's looking at it, and he's like, man, this is interesting. And then he turns it to the back, and there's a picture of the Book of Mormon on it. And he's like, oh, no, this book, no, I can't take this. If it has this book, I can't take it. He's like, this book, to me, like, I have fear. He's like, tengo miedo. Like, this book is a bad book. there's like people that die in this book and like all these bad things happen. I'm like just sitting here like, dude, have you read the Bible? Like, freak. And he's just like going off about how like the Book of Mormon to him is like not something that's like good. And we're like, man, like, this is a great book. No, you should read it. Like, there's a lot of really awesome things in it. Yada yada. But yeah, he's kind of crazy. So it was kind of funny. We had like some weird people experiences in Vishalisa. That place is kind of interesting. But it was fun. It was really fun. Then, after that, now we're up into Saturday. Saturday, something good happened Saturday. What happened Saturday? Oh man, yes. Oh yes, Saturday. Oh man, this is good. So Saturday we had a lunch with Familia Plaza. It's the husband is the second counselor in the bishopric, or first counselor in the bishopric, or something like that. I think he's first counselor. Yeah, first counselor. And usually, like, apparently, whenever we'd eat at their house, like, they didn't really like the missionaries. And so, like, my companion was telling me, he's like, yeah, get ready. Like, they don't really like us, so just kind of prepare yourself for that. And I'm like, okay. So I get there, and he's, like, really nice to us. And his wife is just, like, a little bit standoffish, but whatever. So we, like, keep talking to them, and we kind of, like, they start opening up to us. And so, like, we're sitting down eating dinner or lunch. And then, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we went to Utah once. And we're like, oh, yeah, how was that? And they're like, oh, it was good. But, like, and they were like, yeah, it was really good, really clean, really pretty. They're like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. And they're like, yeah, the pizza was disgusting, though. And we're like, oh, yeah, like, why didn't you like the pizza? They're like, well, like, I don't know. Then they, like, go off to tell us about the story. And this is, like, probably the funniest story I've ever heard somebody tell me here in Argentina. But, like, just the way they told it was so flipping funny. Like, given this is all in Spanish, so I had to kind of, like, translate it all. But luckily I was able to understand it. It was funny. So what happened was, they were like, yeah, we got there. We just landed in Utah, and we were all tired, so we went back to this guy's house that we were staying with in Utah. And we said, you know what, like, we're all hungry. Let's go find some pizza and eat pizza, because, like, here in Argentina, you can pretty much buy a pizza from, like, any street corner. If there's, like, a little kiosco, like, a little shop, they probably have pizza. It's just the way it is. So they were like, okay, well, let's go look for some pizza. So they hop in the car and they go look for a pizza place. Well, the first place they go, like, they find, like, a little pizza place, and they're like, oh, this place looks good. So they all get out and they go up into this restaurant. And none of this family really understands English. And so, this is what's so funny, is they go in, they order their pizza, and then the guy hands them their pizza. And then he's explaining to us, and he's like, they were telling me that it wasn't cooking, that their oven wasn't working. And I was like, what are you talking about? Their oven wasn't working? That sucks. And so we're like, oh, so they just gave you the pizza with, like, he's like, yeah, they gave us the pizza, and it wasn't cooked because their oven wasn't working. And I was like, well, this isn't cooked. Like, how much is this going to cost? Like, this isn't cooked pizza. And the guy's like, no, like, it's $10. And he's like, $10? Are you kidding? He's like, in my country, we spend $3, and we get the pizza, and it's all made. And I'm like, yeah, that's ridiculous. Where would you get something like that? And then the thought came to me, Papa Murphy's. They went to the freaking Papa Murphy's and they bought the pizza and it wasn't cooked. And like, it was so funny because the way they were explaining it was just like so flipping hilarious, because they're like, we paid $10 for pizza that wasn't cooked. And then they were like, and then we went back and we cooked it and then it was really thin and floppy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what it is. It's Papa Murphy's. And it was just so funny. They were like, yeah, so we don't really like American pizza that much. And we're like, oh no, like there's definitely other kinds. Like there's a lot of kinds that aren't like flat and floppy and that come cooked. But it was so funny. It was like, oh, I wish you guys would have been there to hear it, because it was just so funny. And then, alright, so then, after that, this was Saturday. Saturday, we had a lesson with Gustavo, and that was awesome. We talked to him, we read from the Book of Mormon with him, and we were just talking about, like, things that he can do to strengthen his faith, because right now the problem is, like, he hopes that he'll be able to live with his wife again, because his wife died 3 years ago. And he's like, yeah, I hope that I can live with her again, but I just don't, like, know. Like, I've never really, like, believed this stuff, so it's so hard for me to understand, like, God and pray to God and, like, all these things. And I'm like, yeah. So we kind of tried to explain, like, what is prayer and what is faith and, you know, just trying to get him to understand a little bit. And that was good. He's starting to like open up to the idea of religion and church and stuff more, because really at first he was really just interested to talk to us because we're just Americans and he wanted to talk to the Americans and learn about America. and so it's been kind of cool to like just see how he's grown. But then we invited him to come because we had state conference this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And so we invited him to come Sunday morning to state conference. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, okay. And then, like, eventually we got onto the topic about Asado. And he's like, hey, have you, like, tried an Asado? And I'm like, oh, no, I haven't been able to try an Asado yet. And he's like, oh, man, I would make an Asado, but I don't have anybody to eat it with me, because he just lives in his house by himself and he like doesn't have many friends and stuff. And it's like, that's probably part of the reason he lets us come and talk to him, because he just likes talking to people. But like, so then he invited us to his house next Saturday, so we're gonna go eat asado with him, so that'll be sweet. But he's such a good guy. It's so cool to like just help him figure things out. I don't know. It's sweet. But then, so then after that, let's see. I think our other CETAs fell through. We had some other people planned to go visit, but they weren't in their house, so we weren't able to talk to them. But, oh well. Then Sunday, woohoo! Sunday, we had state conference in the morning. That was awesome. We had like, there were two speakers. One laid down the law about obeying the Sabbath day. They were like super hard on that. It was good though. It was really strong, powerful. But I feel kind of bad for investigators that don't believe in the same things, because they're just like calling everybody to repentance. But I guess that's kind of one of the ways to go about it. Then the second guy was talking about the law of chastity. He was like laying down the law. He's like, nobody should date until after high school. He's like, and also, like all these things. And he's just like going off on it. It's like, this is a good talk, but not really something I'd expect at a state conference. But oh well. No, it was good. They were really good talks. And then our mission president talked. And he's such a good dude. He's gonna be like an apostle someday, probably. He just like knows so much about so many things. He's a stud. He's a stud. And so then after state conference, we just kind of talked to some of the people on the stake and yada yada. And then after that, we found out that one of their members in our ward had somebody he wanted us to talk to. So we're like, okay, sweet. We'll come right after this meeting. So we come back here. We go back to there, to this member's house. And then we find out that it's a guy that lives like two doors down from the member. So then we go and we start talking to this guy. Well, we talk to him in like his little fruit store. And he just has like these little crates that we sit on for chairs, and we're in this little fruit stand giving him a lesson. It was kind of cool. And we just talked about the Book of Mormon and stuff, and it was funny. He was like, yeah, like, I believe in God and Jesus and stuff. He's like, I believe that first comes God above everything else, then second, Jesus, then third, like, Mary, and fifth, like, or fourth, any like, saints that you want to, like, worship or whatever, because he's Catholic. And we're like, yeah, sure. And me and Elder Chandler just, like, later are like, yeah, we're going to have to fix that. It's kind of funny, like, all of the saints that people have, they just, like, worship saints. Dude, it still glows?
It still glows. About 4 months ago, it was put in that freezer.
Yeah, probably more than 4 months ago, huh? Hey, that glows pretty well.
Still glows really good.
Sorry, that was Elder Hill. Yeah, we found a glow stick that was in the freezer like 4 months ago, and it's still glowing. Cool. But yeah, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, so we're talking to him about these Biblical Mormon and stuff, and he seems really excited, so we got another investigator. It was sweet. Well, then later on, we go throughout the day looking for people, yada yada. Then we had a lesson with our investigadora, Laura Sanchez. That was sweet. She's the wife of the part member family. She's the only one that's not a member. But she has the date of the 18th to be baptized. Woo! Could potentially be the first baptism in Tolosa for over a year. So that's like crazy exciting. So we went over and we taught her, and we've already taught her lesson one and lesson three about the restoration and the gospel. So we taught her about the plan of salvation. That was really awesome, really powerful. And then we were just kind of like, you know, if you feel like you're rushed, or you feel like you know you're not ready to be baptized on the 18th, like, we don't want you to feel rushed or whatever. But we also want to make sure you don't feel like you have to be perfect before you're baptized, because, you know, baptism's like your first step, and then after baptism, that, like, you can start like progressing and learning and stuff, and like, I mean, obviously you can progress and learn before you're baptized, but, like, you know, you don't have to be perfect before you're baptized. So, we waited for what she said, and she's like, no, like, I feel good for the 18th. And so we're like, sweet. So then now next time we're going to talk about the commandments and stuff. And then we're going to just tie it all up together with our last little lesson, where we're going to kind of go over all of, like, the interview questions and stuff, like our pre-interview. Then we'll get our interview next week. And then, bam, baptized on the 18th. Woo! I just hope everything works out, that she doesn't have, like, problems with the word of wisdom or whatever she want. Espero que she won't have problems with, like, law of chastity, because she's married. So, yeah. But, yeah, so it was sweet. And so then we taught her, and it was just a really awesome spiritual experience. Her daughter's getting ready to go on her mission herself in August. And so it's just super awesome to teach this, like, family and unite this family before their daughter leaves on her mission, and it's just sweet. Then, let's see, today is Monday, and it's not P-Day for me. That was kind of weird, because every Monday I'm just, like, used to it being P-Day. But it's not, because I get P-Day tomorrow. Because we had, like, a zone activity that we wanted to do on Tuesday. So, sweet. Yeah, so I didn't die, by the way, in case you were wondering, when I didn't email you back on Monday. LOL. Then, let's see, today, today was kind of a weird day. Sorry, I'm dying. So in the morning, we were going to go and pay all of our bills that we have. We have a bunch of, like, overdue bills, and, like, people are, like, turning off our lights and stuff. So we're like, yeah, let's go and figure this out and go pay our bills. So we went to go pay our bills.
I don't think it really matters.
But it ends up that one of them was too overdue, so we had to go to the actual place itself. Well, we had a lunch appointment, so we couldn't go pay it right then. So we had to come back here, then go to our lunch appointment. We went to our lunch appointment. It was great. We were able to meet with this Familia Bucacci, the same one we ate with last one Monday. And that was sweet. So, we ate with them. Then, after that, we were like, okay, let's study for a little bit, because we have, like, idioma study after lunch. And then, so we studied for a little bit. Then we were like, okay, let's go hurry, pay for this bill, and then we'll come back here. Well, then we got a text that my companion had to make chocolate chip cookies for our activity tomorrow. So we then also had to buy all the stuff for that. So we're like, okay, well, let's hurry, go grab the, or pay the bill, then come back, go grab, buy the stuff for the cookies. And then we had, like, some sitas tonight. Well, what happened was, we went all the way into, like, the middle of La Plata to go pay our bill at this place. Well, it ended up being closed, and so we found out that it's only open in the morning until, like, 2, which stinks, because tomorrow we have our district meeting, and then after district meeting we have P-Day, but P-Day won't start until, like, 2, and so we were like, crap, so now we're gonna have to go before district meeting and, like, hurry, but we'll make it happen. So what we're gonna do is, yeah, just do that in the morning. But then so then we came back, and then we barely had enough time to drop off Elder Chandler's money and stuff, and then hurry up to our lesson, one of those cedars that we had. Well, he ended up not being there, so we were like, okay, sweet, let's take a bus and go down to the other side of our area to this other family we're gonna go teach. Okay, so then we go, take the bus over to them. We get out, we start talking to them. And it was actually a really awesome lesson. We just gave them the restoration lesson, and it's cool. So this family is Nestor's family. So it's Nestor's parents. His mom was baptized. His mom was baptized in the church, but is inactive. And his dad is not a member. And so we just taught his mom and his dad tonight. Well, we taught them the restoration, and it was really, like, the spirit was really strong. I think we got some good potential with them. So it was great. So we taught them and had an awesome, just great lesson. Then we came back, we bought the things that we needed for his cookies, and now Elder Chandler is in there cooking away, making his chocolate chip cookies. I'm very excited, because I have not had a chocolate chip cookie in the last 3 months I've been here. Last ones I had were the ones that Mommy made me in the MTC. Oh, they were so good. Oh yeah, I need recipes. I hope I remember to email you about that, Mom. But if you could send me recipes, like, like German pancakes and like chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies, stuff like that. Like, well, maybe not peanut butter cookies because I can't really. Well, now I can make peanut butter, so yeah, maybe peanut butter cookies. But you know, just like recipes of good stuff. What you should do is just like type them all up on like a Word document, then make the lettering small, and then like fit as many as you can, and then I can print it off, and then I'll just save like all of them in my journal or something, and then I'll have all of the recipes. Yeah, if you could do that, that would be sweet. Thank you. I love you, Mom. And then, yeah, so I guess that's about it for this week. Sorry that was like a ridiculously long recording, but now you get to listen to my voice for like an hour. Yay. Well, I guess, I love you all tons. I hope your week is awesome. I can't wait to hear about all of the wonderful stuff you guys are up to, like changing out our entire lineup of cars and buying RVs and souping up Jeeps and stuff. Sounds like a lot of fun. Wish you guys could have waited a little bit for me to help out, but you know what? I'm not bitter about it. It's fine. I guess I'll have to wait 20 months and then we can go have some sweet jeeping trips down in Moab. Woohoo. That's going to be fun. But yeah, have a good week. If you younger kid, you all should be out of school, huh? Well, sweet. Have some awesome time in the summer. Enjoying the heat. I'm freezing my butt off down here, so there's that. Well, just know that I'm still alive and well down here in Argentina. And I hope the same is with you all. I love you all tons. And I will talk to y'all next week. Love you guys. Peace out.